Chapter 3 Astrological Temperature Charts Echoes. As already indicated, temperature is the most important influence both in air movements and in the precipitation of moisture. Not only the temperature, but much about wind and moisture and their general effect on the season can be learned from the temperature chart. But the days during the season when such wind and moisture, as shown by the season temperature chart, will be present, are to be determined from the air movement chart and the moisture chart, respectively. In its timing of weather conditions, however, the temperature chart is to be used exclusively to indicate changes in temperature. Temperature charts are erected for the place where the weather is to be ascertained, at the exact moment the Sun enters Aries, enters Cancer, enters Libra, and enters Capricorn. The chart for the time the Sun enters Aries indicates the temperature and its changes until the Sun enters Cancer. The chart for the time the Sun enters Cancer indicates the temperature and its changes until the Sun enters Libra. The chart for the time the Sun enters Libra indicates the temperature and its changes until the Sun enters Capricorn. The chart erected for the time the Sun enters Capricorn indicates the temperature and its changes until the Sun once more enters Aries. Thus do the four charts cover the temperature for the year. And it is the aspects made by the planets as they move through the zodiac and change declination, as shown by their positions on the given calendar date in the ephemeris, to the degree on the ascendant of these temperature charts, that indicate the time and amount of temperature changes. In the various ephemerides issued annually is a table, which shows the time when the Sun and Moon enter the zodiacal signs. If the time they're given is M, it means before noon. It is given as F, it means afternoon. The time thus designated is Greenwich Mean Time. Therefore, from this time, as given in the ephemeris, the local mean time of the same moment must be calculated for the place where the weather chart is to be erected. Thus the ephemeris shows that in 1929 the Sun entered Aries on March 20th at 2:35 a.m. Now if the temperature chart were to be sought for this date in Chicago, the corresponding local mean time at Chicago must be found. Chicago is 87.39 west. This is equivalent to 5:50 m/36 in time. Subtracting 5:50 m/36 from 2:35 a.m. on March 20th gives the local mean time at Chicago, for which the chart should be erected as March 19, 1929, 8:44 m/24 p.m. If the chart were to be erected for New York weather, because New York is 74 degrees west longitude, we must subtract 4:56 m from 2:35 a.m. This gives the proper time for erecting the chart at New York as March 19, 1929. 9:39 p.m. LMT. In 1931 the ephemeris shows that the Sun entered the sign Cancer on June 22, 9:28 a.m. As this is Greenwich Mean Time, if we wish to erect a temperature chart for Washington, D.C., we will subtract 5:08 m from this time, because Washington is 77 degrees west longitude. This gives us the local mean time for erecting the chart at Washington as June 22, 1931, 4:20 a.m. The ephemeris for 1933 shows that the Sun entered Libra, giving the chart for the autumn temperature, September 22, at 12:01 p.m. Now if this temperature chart were desired for Denver, Colorado, as Denver has west longitude 104.59, we subtract 6:59 m/56 from 12:01, which gives the local mean time at Denver as September 22, 1933, at 5:01 m/4 a.m. The ephemeris for 1933 shows that the Sun entered Capricorn, giving the chart for the winter temperature, December 22nd, at 6:58 a.m. If this temperature chart were desired for Los Angeles, as Los Angeles is 118.15 west longitude, we subtract 7:53 a.m. from 6:58 a.m., which gives the local mean time at Los Angeles as December 21st, 11:05 p.m. As the time given in the ephemeris for each weather chart is Greenwich Mean Time, in each instance the positions of the planets must be calculated for this EGMT. But in each case the degrees of signs on the house cusps must be calculated, as illustrated, from the equivalent local mean time. In judging all weather charts, the general rule should be followed of considering of the total influences as indicated by the fourth house, of the total influences as indicated by the first house, 1/8 of the total influences as indicated by the planet for which the chart is erected, and 1/8 of the total influences as indicated by planets in angles. But in addition to this, the weather forecaster must make himself familiar with the normal weather in the particular area for the season covered by the weather chart. This can be done by consulting reports made by the Weather Bureau. At the time the weather chart studies presented in this course on weather predicting were made, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Weather Bureau, printed a weather map daily, except Sundays and holidays, for each section of the country, and these were given careful study over many years. This weather map, among other things, gives the precipitation for the last 24 hours, wind velocity at a certain hour in the morning. This feature was discontinued July 7, 1933, the temperature at 8:00 a.m., 75th meridian time, and the amount of temperature change in the last 24 hours, for some 92 different weather stations throughout the United States. Also published by the Weather Bureau of each section was a monthly publication called Climatological Data, which, among other things, indicated the monthly normal temperature and precipitation and the departure from normal for the month of each year since 1897. From it could be determined for the section covered how much more than normal, or how much less than normal, was the temperature and precipitation of moisture for the given month. The date and amount of the maximum wind velocity for the important stations in the section were also given. With the necessity for great precision in close-range weather forecasts due to the dependence of aviation on probable weather, and the daily weather forecasts given over the radio, changes are taking place in the manner the Weather Bureau handles weather data. Therefore, those who take up the study of weather predicting should get in touch with the weather station in their area and ascertain the nature of the records available for study. After 16 years in which students in many areas have experimented with the method of weather forecasting here presented, and I have not found it necessary to make any change in the system or the data. However, in 1933, in natal astrology, in horary astrology, in mundane astrology, and in stellar diagnosis, as well as in weather predicting, it was customary to ignore parallel aspects made to the ascendant. Since that time, statistical research has shown that in all these charts parallel aspects to the ascendant have significance. Parallel aspects to the ascendant commonly last over quite a period of time, and influence the weather over this period, which in the case of the slower moving planets may last for weeks, and even for months. Therefore, while in these lessons parallel aspects to the ascendant are seldom mentioned, in weather predicting as now better understood they should be given due consideration. For the purpose of indicating how the temperature charts should be used, I will refer to the temperature charts for Los Angeles, which were part of the original weather predicting studies. But it should be understood that such temperature charts can be erected and quite as effectively used at any other place. In the use of the data furnished by the Weather Bureau over the periods covered in these lessons, it should be understood that the change of temperature recorded is that computed for the preceding 24 hours, as read at a certain time each morning. Also, that a planet has an influence over the temperature during the time it is within the one effective degree of orb to the and on the ascendant. Winter season 1931 to 1932. The Sun entered Capricorn December 22, 1931, at 11:37 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 165, erected for this time, is given in lesson number 190. Gemini, a cold sign, is on the cusp of the fourth, and Mercury, its ruler, is in the warm sign Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Cold Uranus is in the first house. Pisces, on the cusp of the first, is cool, and Neptune, its ruler, is in cold Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruling this sign occupied by the Sun, is in cold Capricorn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Sun and Mars in an angle are hot, but are offset by cold Mercury and cold Uranus also in angles. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. With the cold tendencies so pronounced, cold for the season was to be expected. And here is the Weather Bureau's report: the monthly mean temperature for the state was considerably below normal. Since state records began, in 1897, there has been but one January with a lower mean temperature, that of 1916, and one with the same record. Both day and night temperatures were subnormal at nearly all stations. The report for February continues: the monthly mean temperature for the state was well below normal, with deficiency most marked in the northeastern counties. It will be noted that March 20th brings in a new temperature chart, and that the one now being considered shows indications only up to that date. Climatological data for March reads: relatively cool weather prevailed during the first week and from the 20th to the 22nd. While during the remainder of the month daily mean temperatures were well above normal. The temperature for the month was 1.7 degrees warmer than normal. But now let us observe just when the more marked fluctuations in temperature occurred covered by this chart number 165. The best way to learn what to expect, and when to expect it, seems to be to observe the exact day on which each aspect from any planet forms to the and on the ascendant. In this case we must consider, by consulting the ephemeris, when each aspect to 21 Pisces 23 occurs, making due allowance for the fact that the ephemeris gives the positions 8 hours later than the standard time at Los Angeles. Conjunctions, oppositions, squares and trines, of course, are most important, but even the weaker aspects may also be noted. The daily weather map shows just what actually occurred on the day of the aspect in regard to temperature change, unless the day was Sunday or a holiday. In these instances, the best we can do is to observe what took place on the adjacent days. Sunday, December 27, 1931, Mercury is 21 Sagittarius, and thus square the ascendant. Mercury tends to coolness, and Saturday, December 26, the temperature dropped 5 degrees. December 31, Venus was 6 Aquarius, and thus semi-square us. Venus has a moderating influence, and the temperature went up 1 degree. The influence of Jupiter, because it remains within the one effective degree of orb so long, lasts some time. January 4th, Jupiter lacked only a few minutes of inconjunct dusk, and on the date the temperature went up 1 degree, and then 4 degrees more on the 5th. This upward trend, however, given by Jupiter, was checked for a day or two by cold Mercury turning direct and making the square of the isk on the 0.5th. January 12th, the Sun made the sextile to the isk, and Venus made the semi-sextile to the ISK too much in the way of heat should not be expected from planets in cold signs, and Venus was in Aquarius and the Sun in Capricorn. January 11th, the temperature went up 8 degrees, fell 3 degrees on the 12th, and fell 14 degrees more on the 13th after both planets moved beyond aspect to the ISK. January 26th, Mars made the semi-square to the ISK, and on January 27th the Sun made the semi-square to the ISK. Under the heating influence of these two planets, the temperature went up 4 degrees on the 26th and another degree on the 27th. January 30th, Mercury came to the sextile of the ISK, lowering the temperature 3 degrees on the 29th, and raising it 1 degree on the 30th above what it was on the 29th. February 5th, Venus came to the conjunction of the ISK. Venus is a moderate influence, and on February 4th the temperature went up 8 degrees, another 7 degrees on the 5th, and 2 more degrees on the 6th. The conjunction is a powerful aspect. February 9th, Mercury, a cooling influence, came semi-square ISK, resulting the following day in a temperature recording 5 degrees lower. February 11th, the Sun, a warm planet, but in the cold sign Aquarius, came semi-square ISK, resulting the following day in a temperature rise of only 1 degree. February 14th, Mars, the hot planet, came semi-sextile the ISK, from the cold sign Aquarius, resulting in a temperature rise of 4 degrees on the 13th, there being no record for the 14th, as it was Sunday. February 18th, Mercury made the semi-sextile to the ISK, showing a rise of 5 degrees on the 18th and a fall of 4 degrees on the 19th. March 1st, Venus came semi-sextile the ISK from Aries, with a temperature rise of 1 degree. March 5th, Mercury came conjunction ISK. There was a fall of 6 degrees on the 4th, and a rise of 2 degrees from this position on the 5th, and on Monday the 7th, the next recorded day, there was a lowering of 3 degrees the movement, as a whole showing lowered temperature. March 12th, the Sun came conjunction the ISK Pisces as a cool sign, and the chart, as a whole shows coolness. The general tendency of this conjunction was not to warm, as the Sun's influence commonly is, but to lower. March 11th there was a rise of 1 degree, a fall of 2 degrees on the 12th, and on Monday, March 14th, a further fall of 9 degrees. This was undoubtedly due to cold Mercury being parallel the ISK. This fall in temperature, however, was checked on March 15th by the semi-square of Venus to the ISK. This covers the aspects of the planets to the ascendant, and also the pronounced temperature changes during the winter season. The lesser temperature changes are to be found from the aspects made by the Moon to the ascendant. Spring season, 1932. The Sun entered Aries March 20th, 1932, at 12:01 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 166, erected for this time, is given in lesson number 190. Virgo, a cold sign, is on the cusp of the fourth, and Mercury, its ruler, is in the hot sign Aries, but for conjunction cold Uranus and square cool Pluto. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Cool Pluto is in the first, and cold Cancer on the ISK. The Moon, ruler of the ISK, is in the cold sign Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, ruling this sign occupied by the Sun, is in cool Pisces trine cool Pluto. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the five planets and angles, only the Sun is warm, while Mercury, Uranus and Saturn are cold, and Pluto is cool. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We may conclude, therefore, that Mercury and Aries would give some warm periods, but that the general tendency would be toward cool weather. climatological data records, that both April and May were cooler than normal, but that June was slightly above normal. The ESC of the chart is 13 Cancer 38. Venus commonly betokens mildness of temperature, and on March 21 Venus came sextile the ESC from Taurus. While the temperature on the 2LST was 2 degrees lower, yet before the aspect left its 1 degree orbit started up, and on the 22nd was 8 degrees higher. The next aspect to the ESC was on the 3rd of April which, as might have been expected from the Sun in the fiery sign Aries making the square to the ESC, started a rise in temperature that lasted several days. Venus on the same days was semi-square the ESC. The 3rd was Sunday, but the reading on the 2nd showed 2 degrees warmer, and on the 4th up another degree, and on the 5th still another degree higher. The Moon, which I here use in the absence of heavier aspects, in Taurus, made the sextile of the ESC on the 8th, bringing a temperature rise on the 7th and 9th. Within 24 hours of the Moon's conjunction with the ESC the temperature fell on the 14th. Otherwise the temperature remained quite constant until the day of the next heavy aspect. Mars, itself, tends to heat, but at the same time Mars was square the ESC on April 21st, Mercury was moving slowly well within orb of square the ESC. There was a fall of 9 degrees on the day mentioned, but the temperature started up again while Mars was still within orb of square ESC. May 4, the Sun came sextile the ESC, and slow-moving Jupiter made the perfect sextile with the ESC, starting a rise in temperature, commencing with 2 degrees up on the 5th, above what it registered on the 4th, and continuing upward for over a week. Until May 19, the temperature changes were solely under the aspects from the Moon. But on that date the Sun came semi-square the ESC. This registered both as a rise and fall, up 3 degrees on the 18th, down 2 degrees on the 19th, and up 1 degree on the 20th. Mercury, which commonly indicates a temperature drop, came sextile the ESC on May 25th, with temperature 7 degrees lower. Then on May 28th Venus, which usually indicates milder weather, came conjunction the ESC, resulting in a rise of 2 degrees. May 30th, Mars came sextile the ESC, marked by a dropping off of 1 degree on the 31st, but with a sharp rise of 4 degrees on June 1st, while the aspect was still within the 1 effective degree of perfect. The semi-square of Mercury to the ESC on the 2nd of June was offset by the warmth of the Sun semi-sextile ESC on June 4th. The two influences, one warm for and the other cold, produced no change. Then on June 9th Mercury came semi-sextile the ESC, with its customary influence, a falling off of the temperature during the following day of 3 degrees. Venus had by this time turned retrograde, and by June 16th it had backed up to a conjunction with the ESC with a rise of 4 degrees in temperature. As the final aspect of the season, other than those of the Moon, so far as temperature was concerned, on June 20th Mars came to the sextile of the ESC, and on the day the temperature showed a rise of 0.4 degrees. Summer season, 1932 The Sun entered Cancer June 21st. 1932, at 7:30 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 167, erected for this time, is given on page 43. Libra, a cool sign, is on the cusp of the 4th, and Venus, its ruler, is in cold Cancer conjunction cold Mercury. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Jupiter, a warm planet, is in the 1st. Hot Leo is on the cusp of the 1st, but its ruler, the Sun, is in cold Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The Moon, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in cold Aquarius, conjunction cold Saturn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the three planets in angles, Jupiter is warm, but Saturn is cold and the Moon is cool. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Thus the reading for the whole season indicates more than usual cool weather, with some nice warm Jupiter periods. Climatological data records that July and August, as well as latter June, were well below normal temperature, but that September was well above, there being much warm, sunshiny weather that month. The temperature chart shows 3 Leo 32 on the ascendant. The first aspect, other than from the Moon, to the ascendant occurred June 22, when Saturn came opposition Neusk, lowering the temperature on the 21st 3 degrees, on the 22nd 1 degree, and on the 23rd 1 degree more. This downward trend, given by the slow-moving Saturn, was checked on June 24 by the Sun coming semi-sextil to the Usk, giving an upward trend to the temperature of 3 degrees. This influence of Saturn continued for some time, but Mars, the hot planet, came sextil the Usk on June 27. It took a day to overcome the persistent influence of Saturn, but between the 28th and 29th the temperature rose 2 degrees. July 4th, Mercury came conjunction the Usk, but as this was a holiday there is no record, and the following day showed no change. The square of the Moon to the Usk on July 12th brought a drop of 4 degrees, but otherwise the temperature remained quite steady until Mars came semi-square the Usk on July 18th, with a rise of 3 degrees. The conjunction of the Sun with the Usk on July 26th brought a rise of only 1 degree in temperature, the parallel of Saturn to the Usk throughout July tending to offset the influence of the Sun. August 5th, Venus came semi-sextil the Usk, with a rise in temperature of only 1 degree. The weak aspect of Mars semi-sextil the Usk from the cold sign Cancer on August 10th brought no recorded change. The Moon square the Usk on August 14th, which was Sunday, was followed by a drop of only 1 degree recorded the following day, the temperature running about the same until the Moon made the trine to the Usk from Aries, a hot sign, on August 19th, with a rise of 5 degrees on the 18th and 1 degree on the 19th. The next aspect, other than from the Moon, occurred August 26th. It was Sun semi-sextil Usk, with a rise of 3 degrees. August 28th, Jupiter also came semi-sextil the Usk. This was Sunday, but the record shows a fluctuation of 3 degrees down on August 29th, and 2 degrees up on August 30th. Sunday, September 11th, the Sun came semi-square the Usk from cold Virgo, with a rise of 2 degrees recorded on Saturday the 10th. There is little heat in the sign Virgo, however, and by Monday, September 12, the temperature was down 4 degrees, possibly due to the moderating influence of the planet Venus, which on that day came conjunction the Usk. The tendency of Venus when the weather is cold is to make it warmer, and when the weather is hot to make it cooler. Autumn season, 1932. The Sun entered Libra September 22, 1932, at 10:23 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 168, erected for this time, is given on page 45. Four planets are in the fourth house. Jupiter and the Sun are warm, Neptune is cool, and Mercury is cold. Virgo, the sign on the cusp of the fourth, is cold. Mercury, ruler of the sign on the cusp of the fourth, is in the cold sign Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Moon in the first house is cool, and Gemini on the cusp of the first is cold. Mercury, the ruler of the sign on the Usk, is in cold Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in hot Leo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the five planets in angles, Sun and Jupiter are warm, but Moon and Neptune are cool, and Mercury is cold. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Furthermore, Mercury being in progressed aspect to the ISK increases the tendency of the chart to indicate cold weather. The indication are that under the influence of Sun and Jupiter in the fourth there would be some nice warm weather, but that much more of the weather would be cold. Climatological data reports that the temperature and sunshine were subnormal during October, and that the daily range of temperature was large. November is reported to have been unusually warm, with more than average sunshine. But December was marked by a severe cold spell that prevailed from the 8th to the 14th, being so severe as to damage the citrus crop. December was decidedly a cold month. As this chart has 25 Gemini 2 on the ascendant, we must look to those days when the planets make aspect to this degree for the more marked temperature changes. And because the moon is so close to the ascendant of the chart, its aspects assume more than usual importance throughout the season. The moon being so powerful in the chart, its aspects to the ascendant gain an accustomed power to indicate changes in temperature. The first aspect, other than that of the moon, was made immediately after the time for which the chart was erected. Mercury square ISK was within the one effective degree of orbit the time the chart was erected, and brought a lowering of the temperature by 2 degrees on that day, September 22. The next aspect was the sextile of Venus to the ISK on October 3, accompanied by a drop of 1 degree on that day, and a raise of 1 degree on October 4. Then, on October 11, Mercury came trine the ISK with a rise of 6 degrees of temperature on the 11th, and a drop of 7 degrees on October 12. October 18, the Sun came trine the ISK with a rise of 3 degrees in temperature. October 20, Mercury came semi-square the ISK, with a rise of 6 degrees on October 20, and a drop of 4 degrees on October 21. Sunday, October 30, Mercury came to the inconjunct of the ISK, with a drop of 4 degrees of temperature recorded on October 31. November 2, the Sun came sisky square the ISK, with a rise in temperature of 4 degrees. November 4, Mars came sextile the ISK, accompanied by a rise of 1 degree, followed by a drop the next day, and considerable increase a few days later. November 17, the Sun came to the inconjunct aspect with the ISK, with a rise of 5 degrees of temperature on the 17th, and a rise of 4 degrees more on the 18th. The next aspect is Venus sisky square ISK on December 5th. The day the moon also made the square of the ISK from Pisces. A drop of 4 degrees was registered for this day, and cold weather continued for a week, especially on those dates the moon made aspects to the ISK. The cold spell was broken, as the Sun approached the opposition to the ISK from Sagittarius. The aspect was complete December 16th, with a rise of 3 degrees on the 15th. And a rise of 1 degree on the 16th, followed by a still further rise of 4 degrees on the 17th. Venus is also inconjunct the ISK on the 16th, and thus helped break the severe cold spell. No other aspects, except those of the moon, influence the ascendant during the season. Winter season, 1932-1933. The Sun entered Capricorn December 21st. 1932, 5:21 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Chart number 169, erected for this time, is given on page 47. There are two planets in the fourth. Jupiter, being close to the cusp of the fourth, has the major influence, and it is warm. But the moon in the same house is cool. Virgo, on the cusp of the fourth is cold, but Mercury, its ruler, is in the warm sign Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Pluto in the first is cool, and Cancer on the cusp of the first is cold. The moon, ruler of the first, is in the cool sign Libra. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruling this sign occupied by the sun, is in cold Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the four planets in angles, Jupiter is warm, Pluto and the moon are cool, and Uranus is cold. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We conclude, therefore, that under the influence of Jupiter and Mercury in Sagittarius, there will be many sunshiny, fine days during the season, and that while Jupiter will prevent extremes of low temperature, that the season, as a whole, will be a cold one. This climatological data bears out in its report the mean temperature for January, as for the preceding month, was unusually low, but unlike December there was no severely cold weather, lower minimum temperatures having been recorded in January in 13 of the last 37 years. February was a month with deficient rainfall, an abundance of sunshine, and subnormal temperature. The cold of January continued into the first decade of February. During the rainy period of the second decade, the temperature rose to nearly normal. Subnormal temperature retarded the growth of range grasses and truck. Other than aspects of the moon, the first aspect that occurred in the winter temperature chart was Venus in conjunct the USC on December 26. There is no weather map for the 26th, but as might be expected from the moderating influence of Venus, December 27 shows a rise of 2 degrees. The next aspect was Sun opposition USC on December 28. This was from the cold sign Capricorn, and the temperature went down 1 degree, instead of up. So heavy an affliction of the ascendant by the sun at this time of year cannot be counted on to moderate the weather, including all the aspects affecting temperature thus far, because the heavier planets have a more enduring influence over the temperature, remaining within orb of the aspect they make to the ascendant at least for more than one day, and perhaps for weeks or longer. I have neglected the influence of the moon. Except by parallel, no aspect of the moon to the ascendant remains within the one effective degree of orb longer than about 4 hours. In natal astrology and stellar diagnosis, we call the progressed aspects made by major progressed moon sub-major aspects, because they are more powerful than minor progressed aspects, but weaker in their power to bring events into the life than the major progressed aspects of the other planets. Not only in natal astrology and stellar diagnosis, but also in mundane astrology, hoary astrology and weather predicting, we have found through extensive observation that the influence of progressed moon, other things being equal, is 1/7 of that of other progressed planets. Even though the influence of the aspects of the moon to the USC is so temporary, nevertheless, for a complete study on which to base predictions as to temperature changes, we must consider the normal temperature for the place at the particular season, the influence of the seasonal temperature chart, as tending to cause a departure from this normal, and every aspect that forms to the degree on the ascendant as having an influence, and marking the time of this influence, the aspects of the moon included. Consequently, that I may illustrate the minor details, as well as the heavier influences, let us use chart number 169, page 47, which has 6 Cancer 54 on the USC, giving the ascendant 23/16 declination, and commencing January 1, 1933, consider all the aspects and their detailed influence, just as we would were we to undertake to make a day-to-day weather forecast. As there was no weather report on January 1 or January 2, the first aspect to consider is Moon square USC from the hot sign Aries on January 3, with a rise of temperature of 2 degrees between the 3rd and 4th. January 5, Mercury was parallel USC, but the Moon was sextal USC from its exaltation in Taurus, with a rise in temperature of 8 degrees. January 7, The moon was semi-squathiesc from Taurus, with a rise of 5 degrees. January 8th, the moon was parallel and semi-sextilesc, but there was no weather chart for that day. January 10th, the moon was conjunctioniesc, and as would have been expected, the temperature dropped. It dropped 9 degrees. January 13th, the moon was parallel and semi-sextilesc from the hot sign Leo, and the temperature went up 2 degrees, even though Mercury came to the opposition of the isk. January 14th, the moon was semi-squathiesc from the hot sign Leo, and the temperature went up another 3 degrees. January 15th, the moon went into the cold sign Virgo, and made the sextile to the isk. As this was Sunday, there was no record, but on January 16th the temperature went down 7 degrees. January 17th, the moon came squathiesc from the cool sign Libra, lowering the temperature 2 degrees. January 19th, Venus came to the opposition of the isk, with its customary moderating influence. At the same time, the moon came trineesc from Scorpio. Scorpio tends to extremes, never to moderation, often giving hot, sultry weather. On this day the temperature went up 7 degrees. January 20th, the moon came sesquisquathiesc from the extreme sign Scorpio, and back went the temperature, falling off 7 degrees. January 21st, the moon made the weak aspect, in conjunctusc from the warm sign Sagittarius, and the parallel aspect to the isk, and the temperature went up 1 degree. January 24th, Saturn made the semi-sextile to the isk and the moon made the opposition to the isk from the cold sign Capricorn, and the temperature fell off 4 degrees. January 26th, the sun and moon both made the inconjunct aspect to the isk, and the temperature went up nearly 1 degree. The sun is warm, and the less powerful moon is cool, but the aspect was from cold Aquarius. January 27th, the moon came sesquisquathiesc, with a further rise of 4 degrees. January 28th, the moon went into cool Pisces and made the trine to the isk, with a lowering of 6 degrees in temperature. January 30th, the moon went into the hot sign Aries, making the square to the isk, and the temperature went up 3 degrees. January 31st, Mercury came in conjunct the isk, and as should have been expected, the temperature dropped 2 degrees. February 1st, the moon made the sextile to the isk, a moderate aspect, from the moderate sign Taurus, and the temperature went up 1 degree. Weak influences indicate weak changes in temperature. February 3rd, the moon was again parallel the isk, and also made the semi-square to the isk from Taurus, and the temperature went up another 3 degrees. Government curtailment of the budget. This was a financial depression year for weather maps caused these maps to be missing from my files from February 3rd to February 17th, 1933. So we will omit the aspects for which we have no coincidental records. February 17th, Mercury was trineesc from Pisces, and the temperature went down 3 degrees. February 18th, the moon in Sagittarius made the inconjunct to the isk, with a rise of 5 degrees between the 18th and 19th. February 20th, the moon made the opposition to the isk, but no weather record was issued between the 18th and 21st, the reading being higher on the 21st than on the 18th. February 22nd, the moon was parallel and inconjunct the isk from the cold sign Aquarius, and on February 23rd it was sesquisquathiesc, and the temperature fell off 9 degrees during those 2 days. February 24th, Venus was sesquisquathiesc, and the moon was trineesc, and on the 25th the sun was trineesc. These aspects coincided with a rise of 8 degrees in temperature. February 26th, the moon was squathiesc from hot Aries. As this was Sunday, there was no record, but the temperature is shown rising on February 25th. March 1st, 1933, the moon was sextile the usk from Taurus and there was a drop of 2 degrees. March 2nd, the moon was parallel the usk and semi-square the usk, and the temperature fell off another 2 degrees. March 3rd, the moon was semi-sextile the usk from usually cold Gemini, yet the temperature went up 1 degree. March 6th, the moon was conjunction the usk, with a falling off of temperature 2 degrees between the 6th and the 7th. March 8th, the moon was semi-sextile the usk from the hot sign Leo, but it was also parallel the usk, and instead of going up, the temperature went down 2 degrees. March 9th, Mercury came within the 1 effective degree of orb of square the usk, and the temperature, as usual under the influence of Mercury, fell off. It lowered 5 degrees. It remained within the 1 effective degree of orb for 9 days, moving to 7 Aries 27 on March 13th, then turning retrograde, and moving out of orb of square usk on March 18th. March 10th, the moon was semi-square the usk from hot Leo, and in spite of Mercury's influence the temperature went up 2 degrees. March 11th, the moon came sextile the usk from cold Virgo, indicating a downward fluctuation of temperature, but no records are available until March 13th. March 12th, Mars made the sextile of the usk, but as the aspect came from cold Virgo, this forced the temperature up only 1 degree on the 13th, as the 12th being Sunday there was no record. March 13th, in addition to Mars yet being sextile usk from cold Virgo, the moon made the square of the usk from cold Libra. But as the square of Mercury was yet operative, as well as the cooling influence of the moon, Mars was able to raise the temperature only 1 degree. March 15th, the moon came to the trine to the usk from Scorpio and the temperature went up 2 degrees. March 16th, the moon made the parallel with the usk, but this coincided with almost no change in temperature. March 17th, the moon made the inconjunct aspect with the usk from the hot sign Aries, but this seems to have been neutralized by Mercury still within the 1 effective degree of orb to the square of the usk, and almost no temperature change took place. March 19th, the moon made the opposition to the usk from the cold sign Capricorn. There was no record, for this was Sunday, but Mercury had now moved beyond the 1 degree of orb to square of usk, and on Monday, March 20th, the record shows the temperature 2 degrees warmer. However, in considering the slight increase of temperature, we must also make due allowance for the new temperature chart, which started the spring season at Los Angeles in 1933, on March 20th, at 5:50 p.m. LMT. The new chart, coming in on the 20th, had Sagittarius on the cusp of the 4th, and this, together with its other indications, would have some influence on the temperature for March 20th. Above I have indicated by Weather Bureau records the influence of the aspects of the various planets to the ascendants of the temperature charts, giving each temperature change in connection with the aspects of each planet other than the moon for a period of some 15 months, and including the aspects made by the moon to the usk for about 3 months. It is good practice to study the temperature charts here given, and the influence of the aspects made to the ascendant coincident with temperature changes, with an ephemeris at hand to check the aspects mentioned. While this is good practice, and affords a preliminary foundation for further work, nothing can enable you to become efficient in predicting temperature changes, wind, and moisture precipitation in your own locality except through acquiring Weather Bureau records covering each season in your own area, and becoming familiar with the normal weather to be expected, then erecting the weather charts for your vicinity and checking the temperature, air movements and precipitation from day to day, against these charts and the aspects made to the ascendant of each as shown by the positions of the planets in the ephemeris. Such personal observations, if persisted in, will enable any intelligent person to do what most people consider marvelous things in weather predicting. Such checking of the weather is now facilitated by the radio. The radio stations commonly not only give a forecast of the weather for 24 hours ahead or more, as issued by the Weather Bureau, but usually they report on the maximum and minimum temperature that was actually present during each day. And most newspapers have a paragraph or two indicating what the weather has been each day.